A reading from the second book of the Kings. Naaman the leper went down and immersed himself seven times in the Jordan, as Elijah had told him to do. And his flesh became clean once more, like the flesh of a little child. Returning to Elijah with his whole escort, he went in and stood before him. "Now I know," he said, "that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. Now, please accept a present from your servant." But Elijah replied, "As the Lord lives, whom I serve, I will accept nothing." Naaman pressed him to accept, but he refused. Then Naaman said, "Since your answer is no, allow your servant to be given as much earth as two mules may carry between your servant, with no longer offer holocaust or sacrifice to any god except the Lord." The word of the Lord.
The Lord has shown his salvation to the nations. The Lord has shown his salvation to the nations. Sing a new song to the Lord, for he has worked wonders. His right hand and his holy arm have brought salvation. The Lord has shown his salvation to the nations. The Lord has made known his salvation, has shown his justice to the nations. He has remembered his truth and love for the house of Israel. The Lord has shown his salvation to the nations. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, ring out your joy. The Lord has shown his salvation to the nations.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Remember the good news that I carry. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, sprung from the race of David. It is on account of this that I have my own hardships to bear, even to being chained like a criminal. But they cannot chain up God's news. So I bear it all for the sake of those who are chosen, so that in the end they may have the salvation that is in Christ Jesus, and the eternal glory that comes with it. Here is a saying that you can rely on. If we have died with him, then we shall live with him. If we hold firm, then we shall reign with him. If we disown him, then he will disown us. We may be unfaithful, but he is always faithful, for he cannot disown his own self. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered one of the villages, 10 lepers came out to meet him. They stood some way off and called to him, "Jesus, Master, take pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." Now as they were going away, they were cleansed. Finding himself cured, one of them turned back praising God at the top of his voice and threw himself at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. The man was a Samaritan. This made Jesus say, "Were not all 10 made clean? The other 9, where are they?" It seems that no one has come back to give praise to God except this foreigner. And he said to the man, "Stand up and go on your way. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord. As I do, you know, I look at Wikipedia to get facts and figures and all sorts. And when I looked up John Henry Newman, I got 20-odd pages. So, here they are. It's natural if you go on a journey, you make plans. You make sure you've got space for meals. Pack your best clothes. And this is what the church has done today. It's followed the journey that these saints have made in their lives. But they've followed a journey from their lives to sainthood, to canonization. And they have a set process which they have to do. And that process is now completed. But what is canonization? It's a papal mass with all the trimmings, all the cardinals, priests, people coming from the country where the saints lived. But why? Why does the church have people that are canonized? It's to offer us trust. Trust in God, that we as individuals are all saints, every one of us, in what we do, what we share, what we believe. But these particular individuals are people that we can look up to. Because we all say, "Oh, I could never be a saint. I could never do that," etc. But just let's look a little closer of what John Henry Newman was. He was a scholar, played the violin very, very well. He was a writer. He was a teacher. He was an ordinary man. Started off as an Anglican priest, and he once said, because he was a great thinker, he was one of these people in the Oxford movement that were great thinkers. And he once said, "I would always follow my conscience before I'd follow the Pope." He believed in the consciousness of the individual being the guide in light of how they should live their lives. And then following on from that, he began to realize that although he follows his conscience, he can follow the Pope as well. Because the Pope is the instrument which God uses to give us guidance of our lives. And he subsequently became a Catholic priest. And as we know, eventually raised to the status of cardinal. For part of his time, he was spent time in Dublin, and he founded the University of Dublin and was head there for some time. But eventually he came back to Oxford and then back to Birmingham, where he joined the Oratory. I think we've all heard of the Oratory in Birmingham. And there he spent his life looking after the poor of Birmingham and writing. So what can he do for us? I know people find it very hard to read books. Some people, you know, pick up a thick book and it just turns them off. But what he has written, which I think everyone could understand, is a book on meditations and devotions. And it's little bite-sized prayers and reflections that we can learn from, that we can take inspiration from in living our lives. So this great thinker developed into a servant of the poor. To have our own saint being canonized today is something very special. And even the royal family will send a representative to that service today. Because he, no matter what faith, has touched so many lives in this country with his writings, his theology, and his basic thinking about life as it really is. Life as we know it. And he shares that experience with us to guide us, to help us in developing our experiences and our love of God and our fellow man.